Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Sean Daniels' play, The White Chip, is a darkly funny and poignant look at battling substance use disorder and the journey to sobriety. New Light Theater presents the play, opening March 6th, with a preview night March 5th. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny speaks with three members of this New Light Theater production to learn more about the play and what audiences can expect.
We've got three of you here, so let me start by asking all three of you to introduce yourselves and tell us who you are and your relationship to the play.
I'm Lena Mucetti. I am the artistic director and the co-founder of New Light Theater.
Hi, my name's Charlie Del Marcel. I'm the co-director of The White Chip.
Hi, I'm Owen Corey, and I am playing Steven in The White Chip.
Let me start with you, Charlie. Tell me about this play and about the story that it tells.
Yeah, the play is, at its heart, the story of the character that Owen plays, Steven's journey towards recovery and sobriety after a pretty severe alcohol addiction. A man who's was struggling with substance use disorder for most of his adult life. And I think what makes the play really interesting, Martin, is it's very autobiographical. So the character that Owen plays, Steven, is very much based on the life of the playwright Sean Daniels. And Sean was a theater maker himself, actually pretty famous at the height of his career. So the piece, because of that, you know, being crafted by someone who's kind of a master playwright and director themselves, is fast and funny and insightful and honest, and ultimately I think does what all really great theater does, which is kind of sneak in the back door of your consciousness, like a little bit of a theatrical Trojan horse, so that some bigger ideas can stick with you after the piece.
Owen, tell me about your character, Steven.
So he functions as a kind of semi-autobiographical stand-in for the playwright. And I think one of the fascinating things about the character, Steven, is how he takes the things that have happened to him and, you know, in that classic theater maker sense, wants to make meaning out of them, wants to look at these things and say, I'd like to know why this happened. But even beyond that, I want to know more about, you know, what this could mean for me and for other people. And so the sort of driving force behind Steven's character seems to be something that's actually would be familiar to a lot of people in a recovery process, that helping other people with their recovery is a core part of one's own recovery. And ultimately, as a character, it's sort of revealed that that feels like his driving force as well, is he's taking these things that have happened in his life that he, you know, is taking responsibility for, and also understanding some things that happened to him that were beyond his control, and like is taking this very genuine impulse to put that out into the world as something that will help people understand their own experiences. And if people are on a recovery journey or deeply love someone who is on a recovery journey, or maybe isn't on that journey yet, can have something to hold on to and take with them as they leave the performance. And that seems really baked into the actual character.
You mentioned having some interaction with the nonprofit that you're working with and them coming in and doing some coaching. What was that coaching like? What were the lessons for the cast and crew?
I think one of the most valuable things was, you know, having a representative of the organization come in and do something that is so inherent to this play, which is share her story of her relationship with addiction and talk to us about the way her family and the people that are close to her handled, you know, the addiction of a loved one and the hoped for recovery process of a loved one. And how that turned into their own nonprofit organization. And I think one of the most valuable things is like the universality of people experiencing tragedy and wanting to turn it into something that will mean something, that will help people. And having that shared experience from the people who run Attack Addiction was a really powerful start to rehearsals.
You know, the conversation she had with us, in a very like direct way is a complete analog to the things the play is trying to do, right? So she started out talking about like the facts, the figures, the statistics, which ultimately can, I don't know, for me personally, can always feel just so massive that I don't even feel connected to them at all. Like, what do these numbers even mean? I mean, the numbers of overdose deaths, you know, in this country are like astronomical. And then after those things were shared, she followed up with her personal story of her own family struggle and loss. And all of a sudden, those things don't feel so distant anymore. And they feel tangible and real. And in the best way, they actually feel like something that you could change. And I found that very, very, a really good charge for us as we started our rehearsal process.
Oftentimes when I'm doing these interviews, I like to ask the question, what do you hope the audience will take away when they leave the theater? But I actually want to turn that question on its ear and ask, what will the three of you individually take away from the experience of producing this work?
My hope is that there will be a lot of new conversations starting. I know already, and I have had addiction in my life, and I have, you know, been exposed to that, but the way in which it's talked about still is still full of stigma and some negative aura around it, and the little bit of like, we don't really talk about it. You talk about it in hushed tones and whispers. I've already, just in going through the rehearsal process, been so aware of my own inherent reactions to things, the way that there are some implicit biases about the way this is represented. When talking to Sean, hearing about when you see addiction or recovery portrayed in the media, if you're in an AA meeting in any TV show or movie, it's some somber, dark church basement with everyone crying or, you know, just looking down at their feet. And in reality, it's so joyful and full of laughter and support and social, and it's a vibrant community, and we don't portray that in the media really. And so I've already sort of noticed that as I'm going through and consuming media in my own life, is like, how is this being portrayed and talked about, and how can we shift that? And so I'm just grateful to have that opportunity to examine that and to try and create those conversations in a different way.
There's something even brewing, you know, now as I'm doing the work on the script and doing the work of finding this character of Steven, where there's, I think one of the best things the script does is it really humanizes the experience of addiction. And there's a great section of the script talking about dopamine and how the human brain handles dopamine and the way that frequently, you know, even addictive behaviors that don't destroy people's lives impact people. And that sort of, you know, we live in a cell phone era and cell phones are designed to hijack your brain's dopamine system. And that humanization of addiction is something that to some degree touches all of us. And there's hope in that because it means that the recovery process has something in it for everybody, even people whose lives haven't been destroyed by a substance. It's got something in it for everybody. And it's I'm already finding that it has something in it for me. And these sort of the hard work that it takes to work on yourself. And even as someone who hasn't, you know, struggled with a highly destructive substance addiction, it's been really valuable to look at these tenets of recovery and say, oh no, these are helpful across the board, especially, you know, now when we're living in a world where so much of the world is designed to hijack the addictive dopamine part of your brain.
And then finally, Charlie, tell me what you're taking away from your experience working on this.
It's something I think about frequently, Martin, but sometimes I'm able to like to push it down and not let it bubble to the top of my consciousness. You're rarely lucky enough to be able to say, I am working on a piece that I think is doing some good in the world, that I feel very passionately about, that I can see a direct connection to the time we're spending and the effort we're spending and the financial resources that are moving towards something that I really, really feel passionately about, right? Because then, you know, sometimes you just have to do things to get by, or there's other things that are taking your time away from you. And time ultimately is the only true resource we all have, right? My wife says to me sometimes when my schedule gets nuts, she says, hey man, there's only so many good days left, right? And how are you going to spend those days? And how are you going to focus that time? And when I'm lucky enough to be allied with something that I think is time well spent, it makes me look at the rest of my life and be like, all right, how am I going to portion that out there? And if Owen is right, if the key to recovery is community and doing good in the world and making connections with people, anything that reminds me that that's how I should be spending my time is a good thing. So I think that's what I'll hopefully take away and hopefully hold on to.
Well, thank you all so much. Best of luck with the show.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you, Martin.
Thank you so much.
Thanks to New Light Theater Artistic Director Lena Mucchetti, The White Ship's co-director Charlie Del Marcel, and actor Owen Corey for joining our Martin Matheny on Arts Playlist. New Light Theater's production of The White Ship opens March 6th with a preview night March 5th. There will also be a special post-show conversation on March 8th with the cast, crew, and representatives from Attack Addiction. More information can be found at newlighttheater.com. And a longer version of this interview is available at delawarepublic.org. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me, where we examine how sporting events like the Olympics can still be a unifying force. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.